Consultant pathologists from the Royal Cornwall Hospital in Truro are struggling to get a vital piece of medical equipment released after being held by customs in Ethiopia. Rob Marshall, a consultant pathologist in Truro and associate dean for Exeter Medical School, has travelled to the country to help set up a pathology department at Ethiopia's Wollego University Medical School. But he was asked to find $1,000 to release the specialist equipment called a microtome from the Ethiopian airport in Addis. His colleague, Dr. Julie Thacker, says it's been problematic.
Rob came over with a good deal of information from the medical school, from the trust, documentation proving its sort of hygienic status, that sort of thing. And we had, unfortunately, at this end, there was one document they required to be unaware of. And so it had to stay in customs.
And further work to protect Cornwall's marine wildlife is...
A vital piece of medical equipment donated by the Royal Cornwall Hospitals Trust has been held up by what's being called bureaucratic red tape at an airport in Ethiopia. Consultant pathologists at the RCHT have travelled to the country to help set up a pathology department at Ethiopia's Wollego University Medical School. They were told they'd have to find $1,000 tax to be able to take the equipment, called a microtome, to its destination. Dr. Julie Thacker is the sub-dean for the Exeter Medical School in Cornwall, working at Trelisk.
It's made it out of Cornwall, it's made it out of the UK, it's actually made it to Ethiopia, so, we are getting there. But unfortunately, we couldn't get it through customs. There is a tremendous amount of form filling that needs to be done for transporting a piece of equipment like this.
A judge in Pakistan has thrown out a case against a 9-month... Consultant pathologists from the Royal Cornwall Hospital in Truro are struggling to get a vital piece of medical equipment released after it was held by customs in Ethiopia. Rob Marshall, a consultant pathologist in Truro and associate dean for Exeter Medical School, has travelled to the country to help set up a pathology department at Ethiopia's Wollego University Medical School. But he was asked to find $1,000 to release the specialist equipment called a microtome from the Ethiopian airport in Addis. The next time of high water on St Mary's...
Now then, you might remember a couple of weeks ago on BBC Radio Cornwall, we heard about the doctors from the Royal Cornwall Hospital heading to Ethiopia to help set up a pathology department. Consultant pathologist at the RCHT, Rob Marshall, is, as I speak, on his long, long journey home back to Cornwall from Ethiopia's Wollego University Medical School. Well, his colleague, Dr. Julie Thacker, who is the sub Dean for the Exeter Medical School in Cornwall, working at Trelisk, is still out there in Ethiopia, and I was lucky enough to catch up with her via Skype from a busy internet cafe in Nkemte.
I've been overwhelmed, I think, is my only way I can describe it. And the people here are incredibly friendly. I can't describe to you how friendly it is. I'm here sitting in this very busy town. It's about 100,000 people live here. People coming and going everywhere. Obviously very few English or European people here. I feel completely safe. I feel completely welcome. I'm loving every day.
Well, that's wonderful. And I know that the reason you're there is that you're setting up a new department of pathology, and it's going to be the only such department for hundreds of miles, isn't it? So it's going to make a huge difference to local people.
Well, that's right. I mean, my colleague, Robert Marshall, the pathologist at Royal Cornwall Hospital, has worked tirelessly for this. And he's been the sort of main drive behind us setting up the link with Exeter University and also setting up the pathology department. He's actually on his way back to Addis now. But what Rob discovered when he was here on his visits last year, there is no pathology department in the hospital, which may not sound like a big deal, but it means that, for instance, in England, if you have an operation and, some part of you is removed, that, whatever it is scrutinised under a microscope by a team of pathologists who can tell you what the underlying diagnosis is. So in this country, because there is no pathology, you can have an operation, a lesion can be removed, but no one knows whether it's malignant or benign. They're relying simply on sort of clinical guesswork to decide, what the treatment should be. So, and as you can imagine, even with the best will in the world, and that's extremely difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I know you've taken out with you, or you have with you, a special piece of equipment that was donated by the Royal Cornwall Hospital. But unfortunately, there's a bit of bad news about that, isn't there?
Well, there is. It's made it out of Cornwall. It's made it out of the UK. It's actually made it to Ethiopia. So, you know, we are getting there. But unfortunately, we couldn't get it through customs. There is a tremendous amount of form filling that needs to be done for transporting a piece of equipment like this. Rob came over with a good deal of information from the medical school, from the trust, you know, documentation proving it's sort of hygienic status, that sort of thing. And we had, unfortunately, at this end, there was one document they required we were unaware of. And so it had to stay in customs. So it's still in Addis. However, since arriving, we've met with the president of the university here, who's the equivalent of the vice chancellor of the University of Exeter. He's explained to us exactly what to do. He said, no, don't worry, it'll be okay. I just need to contact my colleagues at the Ministry of Education and Health, and it'll be okay. So we're feeling confident now that it's nearly here.
That's great news.
Yeah, they were nearly there. I mean, there was bound to be a hit somewhere along the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
you know,
it could have been much worse. Yeah.
Well, that's great news. But will you be able to, even without this microtome in the short term, will you be able to continue your work?
Well, I've been doing bedside teaching for the medical students at the university, which is mainly what I do back home. And I've spent this whole week working in the hospital, taking medical students to the bedside and just teaching clinical examination. It's been absolutely fantastic. But the more we talk about the link with our colleagues in Truro, the more people are interested and say, well, actually, I'd like to take part in that because it's such a wonderful experience. I mean, we are doing a lot of teaching and bringing things here, but we're learning so much as well. It's definitely a two-way street, this.
That sounds fantastic. Well, Dr. Julie Thacker, thank you ever so much for giving us an insight into your world at the moment in Ethiopia. We really appreciate it. And good luck. Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much, Donna.
Yes, there we are, Dr. Julie Thacker. You could almost be there. I know it was a bit noisy, but she was in an internet cafe and you could hear all the hustle and bustle, couldn't you, in the background there, right there in Ethiopia. The wonders of technology and all of that. 24 minutes past 8.